Hello and welcome to the 72 Show. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and I'm delighted to be joined by Nick Davey.
Good evening.
That goal has shut out the outside noise.
What a goal! Jay Johnson,
that's good
service.
Yoli, left-footed over the wall, and in off the crossbar!
Gregory stretching, Morrison's there!
Huddersfield Town will be playing in the Premier League. Sutton United are into the fifth round.
Lincoln City are heading back to the Football League. A dream is realised.
Are you well, Nick?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Finally, good to see a good performance from Derby at last, so which is a bit better to see. Yeah, went down to Bolton for that, so yeah, it was a good weekend for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We won't start with Derby today. I want to start with the Wolves v Cardiff game. Both teams going into that with 100% records. And it was Cardiff that took all 3 points. Wolves now, their first loss of the season. But, you know, Cardiff's fantastic start continues.
Absolutely, and I think that is just a real statement, isn't it? They've had obviously a great start to the season, but to go to Wolverhampton, regardless of how well Wolves have started, I've started the season off, but to go to Wolverhampton and get a win is quite remarkable, and especially in the way they did it, especially 1-0 up and then getting go back to go on and get that winner. I think that says it all you need to know about Cardiff this season, and I really think they'll definitely for sure be up there this season, and I still stand by. I think they've got probably one of the best, if not the best, manager in the Championship in Neil Warnock. He still just knows this league soon got out. He's still got the appetite for it, and that is just, regardless of how well still the sports have started the season off, that is just a quality four wins out of four, and I think they'll be up there at the end of the season for sure.
I think he's done a fantastic job with like the expectations of it, because, you know, we weren't going into the season thinking about Cardiff, and I'm sure in his head he was the playoffs, or, you know, at least he wants to get promoted. But I think he's done a fantastic job almost downplaying it, and, you know, the way he's come in at that side, it's full credit to Neil Warnock, as you said.
Well, absolutely, and so they've got players who are doing well, like Mendes Lang, obviously someone who's almost disappeared off the face of the earth for a bit. They've got him now, and he's scoring goals and enjoying it, but at the same paper you wouldn't look at the squad and say, oh, that's been a challenge, but he's got them working together as a football club, and that's what the Championship is. Time and time again, you can go and get the best team in the world in the Championship. If you've not got players who are going to fight for every game 90 minutes, you're not going to succeed in this division, and he's clearly got that.
Yeah, 5 goals this season for Mendes Lang. It's, you know, a great turnaround for the guy. He was a Wolves trainee as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other team which still have a 100% record is Ipswich, who got a good 2-0 win over Brentford. Another one, a big turnaround for Mick McCarthy, who's, you know, was under a lot of criticism last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we sort of said Mick McCarthy was looking like he might have even was going to leave his job at the end of the season, but full credit to Mick, he stuck at it. He's kept a very similar squad again. They made a few slight additions, obviously. Martin Waghorn as well, who's coming in, done terrifically well for Joe Garner as well up front. So they've recruited, you could say, sensibly. They're players who know the division well, who have played in the division before. And it's another club, who are again managed by a top manager who knows the league well. And say Warnock and McCarthy are probably the two most experienced managers in that division. And you've only got to look forward to that. I've also did already both sides, but Ipswich especially, so you certainly wouldn't have had them down. You'd have probably even sometimes predicted near the end of, near the bottom half of the table this season. But no, they've had a tremendous start to the season, and that's another great win for them. And with Ipswich as well, I think they can keep a lot of their key players fit. They've got a great chance of getting the playoffs as well this season.
Of course, yeah. And just behind them, Nottingham Forest, fourth place. They beat Middlesbrough 2-1. It was a very, very impressive result. But I think for me, the main thing I took out of that game was the amount of chances Britta Sombalonga missed. He missed 3 or 4 good chances. How he didn't score?
Well, obviously that really pleased Forest supporters there. And obviously he was guilty of some very poor finishing, absolutely. As you said yourself, there are 4 missed chances, and in the Championship, you just have to punish those, you have to take those chances. He's still going to score goals this season, but it was obviously a bad day at the office with him. I think, in his defence, I think probably Forest fans, Middlesbrough fans would be a bit more worried if he wasn't getting the chances. At least he's getting in the right places, he's getting those chances. I think they'll come. At least they're creating the chances, he's getting the chances. It could have been a bit of nerves, obviously, going to your old club. So I don't think it's too much of a concern yet. But obviously, he'll be bitterly disappointed that he's been so all game, Mark, that he couldn't have they left the ground empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side of that, Daryl Murphy, a fantastic start to the season. And what a sign that is from Ipswich Town. I mean, you talk about Championship players, all these great signings. I mean, from Newcastle. That is just someone who has scored goals at Ipswich, scored goals at Newcastle. He knows Division well. That is a top signing for Nottingham Forest. It may not be on paper. I mean, Forest Hunter Stocks may have signed him thinking, oh, he's not as classy as maybe a Son Blanga, but he's just as more effective and he'll get goals. And I think Forest as well, under a great manager in Mark Walkton, I think they'll be up there at the end of the season as well.
Mm-hmm. I saw they brought in Liam Bridcutt as well. He didn't really do it at Leeds, but he's somebody who could go on. He could be a first team player for Forest.
Absolutely, he's been great. I think he was absolutely superb for Brighton. One of the best quality player, won back third seasons with us in the Championship. Awesome player, but he deserved his move to Sunderland in the Premier League. Didn't quite make it there. So he's gone on obviously to Leeds. He's been okay there. Obviously, he might have liked to have had a better time there. But for this division, he's a very, very fine player. And certainly, if Forrest can sort of almost adapt him in the correct way, he'll enjoy it there, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And with Middlesbrough, as we say, Son Belonga, you know, he was getting the chances. I'm sure that if, you know, things still don't go well for Middlesbrough, they've got so many other options. Stead and Bamford both played the game. They've got Ashley Fletcher as well. Martin Braithwaite, who came in the summer as well. And, you know, with all those options, the goals are bound to come eventually for Middlesbrough. And, you know, I'm sure they're still, you know, they're definitely in the hunt, of course.
Oh, of course they are. Let's not beat around the bush. They're still favourites to win this division for sure. I mean, with four games in, they've got 6 points, so it's not a drastically bad return. In my opinion, they'll be up there. They're still favourites to win the league. For sure.
I saw that Conor Hourihane got a lot of praise from Steve Bruce for his hat-trick weekend as well. He's got a hat-trick for Aston Villa in their 4-2 win over Norwich.
Yeah, well, he's an excellent player, isn't he? We see him all the time. We see with Barnsley, he was tipped as one of the best players, if not the best centre midfielder in the Championship. I said when they signed him, it was an absolutely incredible signing. It is a great, great signing, and I think he'll be great for the rest of the season if they can keep him, because I know he's attracting a few interests in Premier League clubs. But I said back in January when they signed him, and he's now starting to really deliver a hat trick for Villa. It's good. A big win to Steve Bruce, obviously under a bit of pressure. That'll relieve some of the pressure off him, and he realised that his midfield season's got a hat trick, but also that his team have scored 4 goals. And he was Conor Hourihane responsible for them. But now he'll be delighted, and also I think their key point is keeping hold of Conor Hourihane, because with him and Lansbury in that middle, that's like they're probably the best in the Championship in the middle of the park.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's good to see them coming back, especially after last season where, you know, they were both very good before, but then at Villa they didn't really do much. I think Steve Bruce had that to be, you know, a big fish in a small pond at their previous clubs, and now they've got to perform.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I saw that Villa as well, they want Robert Snodgrass, who's been told by West Ham he'd leave the club on loan or permanent, whatever. But, you know, at Championship level, he'd be a fantastic signing, sure.
Sure, I didn't catch that. Who? Sorry.
Robert Snodgrass from West Ham.
Oh,
wants to join.
Championship clubs, yeah, well, he'll be. I mean, I don't know why Premier League clubs aren't coming in for it. We only saw how quality and how important he was for Hull in the first start of that season. I think if any Championship club get him, they've signed, in my opinion, probably the best player in the division. I'm baffled the Premier League clubs aren't coming in for him. But yeah, if he goes to Villa, that would be an awesome signing. But I think for any of the Championship clubs that are linked with him, it would be incredible for any of them, but even I just don't get why Premier League clubs aren't coming in for him.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm sure he'll get plenty of offers, you thought. Moving on, Friday night football was Burton Albion v Birmingham, and Burton came back from behind. They won that game 2-1, and that takes them out of the relegation zone. Their first points of the season.
Yeah, no, excellent win for Burton Albion. I thought they played. I thought they played very well on Friday night. Birmingham weren't bad, but no, it was a great night. But anyway, it just sums up Burton Albion as a football club, doesn't it? These nights, they put on these performances in front of their packed crowd in their very small stadium. They're a joy to the Championship. Those games, and Lloyd Dyer as well. I mean, I don't know how old he is now, but it just seems to be still. It just seems every year that this team seems to be quality every year. It just seems to be. consistent, same pace, same everything, same drive, same, the same class. And with players like that, though, they've always got confidence that they can turn the division. But that was just a great night for Burton Albion. It's a big moment for Nigel Clough as well in the season, because obviously 3 defeats out of 3, confidence would have been a little low. To go and beat your local rivals as well, it's a special moment for Burton Albion.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, first points on the board, so you're right. Important. I did see that Birmingham had signed players as well since on loan. They've got Sam Gallagher, who's a young striker at Southampton, who's quite well thought of. I know Shane has said about him, and also Arsenal fullback Carl Jenkinson. Yeah, I think a couple of decent signings for them.
Yeah, Carl Jenkinson, especially again another player I think who wouldn't look out of place in the Premier League. It's a good signing for Birmingham. I think they'll have the attitude and drive, so, and they'll certainly work under Harry Redknapp to make two very good signings for Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. I saw that Leeds as well. Leeds won against Sunderland. They beat them 2-0. Samuel Saiss yet again on the score sheet. He's having he started amazingly well for Leeds.
Yeah, no, excellent win for Leeds. And yeah, they seem to have found a good player. Samuel Saiss obviously scored. They had that great cup game the first round. He seems to be a very good buy. And Stuart Dallas as well. See him back on the score sheet. Leeds are looking like they're going to challenge again this season, and Thomas Christiansen looks like he'll be perfectly good manager for them. And to beat some of the way they've started off very well, but some of them will be tough for anything in that league to go through this season. It's just full credit to the Leeds and the football club that they've recruited as well. As I say, it's a shame they've lost Chris Wood. I did say I think their season will depend highly on him if he stays, but they obviously didn't have him playing on Saturday, and they've proven they can go to Sunderland and win 2-0. I still think over the course of the 46 games they will certainly miss his goals, but they've proven that they'll be up there. I'm sure they'll definitely challenge 100%.
It's just, I agree with you. It's a big loss for them. But £15 million for, it's hard to turn that. It's crazy the kind of money that's in the Championship now. You know, it's a proven goal scorer for Burnley, I suppose, at this Championship level. And I think he'll go on as Premier. But yeah, Leeds have proved one game they can go without Chris Wood. I think they'll be all right over the season.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I saw Hull as well. Hull have lost quite a big player in Sam Clucas for a similar sort of fee. He's someone who sort of went over the radar. He played for Lincoln, didn't he? And he sort of rose up. But yeah, he's left Hull.
Fair enough. I think he's one of the Hull, a good player for Hull last season. Been getting relegated. He's joined a good Swansea side. I think Hull would be disappointed because he'd have been played a good part in them this season. But no, I think we've got players who obviously who need to play at the highest level. He's a young lad still. I'm sure the whole fans won't really have major regrets. They've got a good bit of money out of him, and I think he's a good player. He deserves to play at the highest level. There's no disrespect to Hull and the scientists, but I think when you've got players coming in, it's almost a bit cruel to someone keeping black staying in the league. Fair play. It's a good signing for Swansea. And I think he's done a few seasons at Hull now. He stayed with them obviously when they were running low on players as well at the start of last season. I think it's a fair move in my opinion.
And I saw just one other transfer I mentioned. Fulham have brought in Roy Fonte from Braga, who's an attacking player. He's like a second striker, or he can play up front. He's quite Braga are known as quite a physical team over in Portugal, and a bit of an unknown quantity. So you'd be having a gamble on whether you'd calling it either way if he's a success or not. But they're paying $9 million for him, so it's quite a transfer.
Absolutely. Again, it will depend largely on if he can deliver the goods. Obviously, not known for the division, but if he does take off, that could be the real gem that Fulham could be the difference in Fulham getting going that one step higher this year.
Mm-hmm. With that, I'll move on to League One. Bradford had their first home defeat in a long time, undefeated at home last season. Hadn't lost at home this season yet. Blackburn going there and beating them 1-0.
Yeah, and that's why we said obviously for Blackburn, obviously it was last week on the show, a few dodgy results, 2 games in, 2 defeats, wasn't looking very good. They've gone to Bradford and won, and I think that proves that they'll be up there in the season for sure. Blackburn, and that's the result they needed. They really needed a big win just to really stamp their forward almost on this league. They've had a couple of dodgy results. That's a great win at Bradford, and it relieved the pressure as well on Tony Mabry, and also just the team as a whole, because they've got a good squad there. I think when you can go to these games, there's a pressure to get that first win on your belt, and they've got it in a good start. Winning 1-0 Bradford, it's just it's a very, very good result for League One level.
Mm-hmm. And in League One as well, there's still four teams with a perfect record in Wigan, Fleet, Shrewsbury and Peterborough. For me, Peterborough probably got the most impressive result of those at the weekend with their two Rotherham.
Yeah, excellent win for Peterborough. And Jack Marriott as well had a great game, two goals. He's now up to five for the season. And I think, yeah, Peterborough, they're going to have a good season this year, I think. They seem to have got their squad that they've wanted. Grant McCann, they've kept a lot of faith in him, and I think he'll be very good for Peterborough. He's played for the club before. He knows what Peterborough Football Club's all about and the way they like to play. I think with this with Marriott seems to be the goal scorer. And with Peterborough, you see this player after player that comes through. I think Jack Marriott could be another one that they found, and it was a great performance as Peterborough as a whole. I think they'll do well under Grant McCann this season.
And Shrewsbury, another side who, you know, you don't really expect, we wouldn't have predicted to be up there at the start. I know it's early days yet, but with their 3-2 win over Rochdale.
Yeah, no, it's a great win out into Rochdale. I'd say they're scoring goals as well, Shrewsbury, three goals for them. They've clearly been dangerous, and they've got some Shrewsbury as well. They're another club who sort of recruited centre. They've got Stefan Payne, who came off the bench to score. He's a striker I've always rated back in England days. Spent time in non-league, come back up into the leagues. He's a goal scorer, and so he come off the bench to score. And when you can bring players, and so he signed for still sort of, I think he's only a day after the sign from Barnsley, I think. And when you can sign players like that as well, he's a goal scorer, and that's what they'll need for his brief. I think that's what they've missed over the last few years. I think they'll have a better season than last year. As you say, you wouldn't expect it. It's 3 without a 3. You literally can't complain that. But if they continue to score goals, then they'll have a chance. But I still don't think they'll be up there with the other big teams in that league season. But they'll certainly have a much improved season than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also saw that Omar Bogle, who signed for Wigan in January, has already left the club as he's not part of the manager's plans. He's gone over to Cardiff. He's a decent player. Seems a bit of a harsh one for him to be, no longer at Wigan.
Well, yeah, so he's gone to Cardiff, did you say?
He's gone to Cardiff, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good move for him, I guess, in the sense that he's now playing the Championship level. He'll do well under Neil Warnock. We saw his whole word on how good Cardiff are doing under Neil Warnock. I think he'll thrive there. But yeah, clearly it didn't really work out as well as I think everyone would like it to work out at Wigan. There might have been a lot of pressure on him to try and keep him up in the division, which he didn't do last year. But he's got another crack at the Championship football. He's obviously scored a lot of goals. We saw on Forest Green only last season. It's a shame it hasn't worked out at Wigan. But fair play, he's got a chance now in the Championship. But, you know, that couldn't be in a better position at this moment in time. So, and he's working under a superb manager in Neil Warnock. So all the best to him. Wigan again will obviously be looking to continue how they're doing this again. We said it on the last show last year, but Nick Howard's keeping hold of him will be very key. I suspect there'll be certainly be some interest in the Championship Cup by the time the window ends. Keeping hold of him, it's just to see who can which striker play. Because also Will Grigg came off the bench. So if Will Grigg's not signed, I know they've got Ivan Tony. So they've got some goal scorers there. Also trying to win a striker leads a football club. It's all the strikers. It's almost sort of with Doc Curran really, and they've got a chance now to stake the claim. And I say with Will Grigg on the bench there as well, they've clearly got some good options there, Wigan. But I think their season will rest on that. On keeping old Nick Powell, I think he's a key player.
Uh-huh. Well, there's only a week left, that's my mark. Northampton's struggles continued. They've not got a single point yet this season. They lost 4-1 to Charlton. I saw Justin Edinburgh apologised after the game as well for not going over to the away fans to applaud and thank for their support. Really struggling, Northampton.
Yeah, fair play first and foremost for Justin Edinburgh. Obviously, when you're an away supporter, that's one thing you want. No matter how bad your team's played, you do want to be clapped and applauded for your journey that you paid out of your money, but the distance you've travelled around the country. So fair play for Justin Edinburgh to apologise for that, and I'm sure the fans will acknowledge that. They could be obviously put down to a lot of frustration because it was an extremely disappointing result for him. But no, they're not getting to grips this season. 3 defeats out of 3, but you look at their squad on paper and there's some perfectly good football players that know this league well. Axwell, Mark Richards, and even the signing of Yasser Kazim as well from Swindon. So they've got some players who do know this league well. Mike's obviously not clicking yet. Justin's obviously a good manager recently with Gillingham and Newport. He knows how the game works. I think he'll work tirelessly as well to try and get this sorted out. It's not, again, beating around the bush. They did lose to a very, very good side in Charlton, who have made some very sensible recruitment over the summer, and I think Charlton will have a much better season than they did last year. So that was always going to be a difficult game for them nonetheless. But yeah, in the manner they've lost, especially conceding a couple of goals in, they can't lose that badly as well. It is disappointing. But on the flip side, fair play to Charlton, it's a big win for them. And Jake Forster-Kaski as well, obviously, didn't quite hit the heights that he did at Brighton when he first burst on the scene there. Obviously, with the number 21 stepped up, so his career's probably not gone as well as he'd like to go, but he's had a big club in Charlton, and if he can deliver for them, I think that'll be the better place than if they certainly were last season.
Gillingham remain the only side in the EFL who haven't yet scored a goal. Osman Sow scored for Milton Keynes as they 1-0. He's scoring on his debut. I know he was at Hearts, weren't he, with the manager?
Clearly the manager's done his homework. He's clearly thought he would score goals. Couldn't have got off to a better start. So they can get in. Obviously, at every club, it's a 1-16 division. You need a striker who's going to get you goals. And if they found one, then they could have a big in for a good season, MK Dons. They certainly missed that last season, the striker. Kieran Agar, clearly it hasn't hit the heights as many expect them to do at MK Dons. So if they can get in scoring goals, then they should be in for a better season themselves. MK Dons, yeah, Gillingham, as I say, 1 point, but only 0 goals scored. It's certainly worrying that you wouldn't want to be in that situation after 3 games.
Mm. Josh Wright missed the penalty for Gillingham as well, didn't he?
It just sums up almost up their luck really at the moment in time. They'll keep working, man. They'll keep batting hard, and all they can do is stick together. So they've got players who are capable of scoring. Gillingham, so Josh Wright, as you said it as well, he's a great player. They've got a good squad there, Gillingham. But I think it just needs, it's almost probably a mental thing. The longer it goes on, the more mental strength it becomes, really. But I think as soon as they get the first one, they'll be okay. But it's just getting that first one is going to be the issue for them.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in League One which you want to mention?
Yep, certainly. I thought it was another, like we said last week on the show, for Fleetwood as well. Another big win for them, 2-0 at home to Wimbledon. Big win for them. And also, it's a couple of goals from Galanti Coles. They've all got people scoring. They're getting goals from a lot of sources. We said about strikers scoring goals, but so we saw on the opening day, a lad's got a couple of goals. And now Devante Cole as well with a couple of goals. So they've clearly got some. They've clearly got a lot of goal scoring in their goal scorers in their team, and that could be the difference in them going one step further this year. So it's a great start. Maybe 3 wins out for it as well, and a top win over Wimbledon.
All right. Well, with that, moving on to League Two, probably the most exciting game came from Forest Green Rovers, who won at home 4-3 to Yeovil Town. It's been a decent start to the league for Forest Green, you know.
They started off the season well. I think with clubs, when they sometimes start off the season almost too well for their own good, it can actually be their downfall, because mm-hmm. they get a bit almost lulled into this false sense of security of what the division is. So I think they started off the season very slowly and sensibly, and that's a big win for them. We would have been very up and down. They obviously scored a few goals out of all, but obviously been on the wrong end on the opening day, but then won the week after. But no, it's a big win for them, and it's good to see another Omar Bougill score. Obviously, I know Omar well. He's obviously played through Sussex football, played through Worthing, was absolute class for Worthing in the Rhine and South and Premier. So it's a great signing for Forest Green. I'm really pleased that he's delivering as well at Football League level. And Christian Deutsch as well, another one who's absolutely outstanding last season for Forest Green. Had a lot of critics saying he couldn't be the man to get the goals out, get the most out of the conference. He proved them wrong again. And he's clearly scoring goals as well at Football League level, so it's a great win, and that'll almost give everyone a lift off as well, and they'll probably hit on to the heights that I expect. Because I said expect Forest Green to really challenge at the right end of the season as well this year. I think they've got a great setup down there, a great manager in Mark Cooper, and I think now they've got their first win out of the way, I think they'll certainly challenge at the right end.
Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the league, Crawley Town, they're another side with no points. We lost 3 straighters after they lost 1-0 to Cambridge.
First and foremost, big win for Cambridge. We were saying last week on the show, we were sort of almost saying obviously every year Cambridge seems to almost do a late charge, but then if their start of the season, it's messed them up really. So I think they'll be very relieved and like they're off the mark, and now they can, some of them will kick on and get going. So and a good goal from Jabo Adeyemi, a very good sign at this level. Some had a great season with Cardiff last year. His experience, he's very powerful, great side for Cambridge. I think he'll do well. Regards to Crawley, I did say when I saw them playing pre-season, that was the first time, obviously pre-season you can't really judge, they looked appalling. I mean I would miles away from what you would expect a League Two club to look at. They didn't look like one. They looked a very average non-league one at best. I do worry about them this season. I don't think they've got a good enough squad. They've got some certain individuals there that end up Baldwin. I think he's a good player. I think they've not recruited him, but I think losing James Collins is a massive, massive blow. I mean, taking away his goals last year, they would have really been in trouble last year. So I don't think they've replaced him correctly. So I think they've got a proven goal scorer there. They've got some ageing players as well. I'm struggling to see any positives at Crawley Cove, but they've got a few live wires maybe on the wing, but they're going to have really reliant, I think, with Enzo, Baldwin, and Kamara as well. There's going to be a lot of pressure on them to deliver, I think, because, as I say, I really do worry for Crawley this season, which is a shame. And I really want Harry Thorpe to do well. Nice to see sort of a new manager in the football. See if players have very good success in England. But as I say, I'd be worried for them this season.
Mm-hmm. I saw that Newport went to Coventry and got probably what for me was probably the best result any in the Football League at the weekend, with Reece Cole scoring the only goal in the game, winning 1-0.
Well, yeah, I have to say on our poll on Twitter, it was personally my result of the weekend, but I've got our fantastic voters and listeners and followers on Twitter. They did decide to go to Leeds at the Sunderland, not Nick and Mock and Leeds. That was a great win for Sunderland. But this was my personal result for the weekend for sure. Coventry has started off the season extremely well. They had back-to-back wins, back-to-back clean sheets and scoring goals as well. So to go to in my opinion, what will be the toughest game to go to in League Two, maybe that will need all Luton. To go there and win 1-0 and keep a clean sheet is incredible. I know their goalkeeper was absolutely outstanding. But no, full credit to Mike Flynn, as they kept them up against the odds last year. They started off the season superbly well, and he'll be delighted. And that is just a great win to go there and win 1-0. No matter how ugly it is, winning 1-0 are the best clubs in the league, which is incredible. And so full credit to Newport as a whole. And I hope they have a better season than last year.
Mm-hmm. I saw that they've made a couple of signings, Newport. Got Bournemouth youngster they brought in on loan, Joe Quigley, who's got probably a bigger sign is the Hartlepool forward, Padraic Amond, who's got a very good record in League Two.
Well, yeah, you said it yourself, two great signings for that level. So you get getting players on loan from Premier League clubs is always very good, in my opinion, for both sets of parties. Obviously, Bournemouth wanting to be toughened up. They're wanting to do well at that level. But they've got him. They've also said Manchester, there's someone who's proven at that level as well, a goal scorer. And if they can get him scoring, then they should certainly be in for a lot better season than last.
Swindon are top of the league as well after beating Morecambe 1, and they've also made a very good signing in Matty Taylor, who was at Northampton last year.
Yeah, again, experience, a great player. He's played at the top highest of levels. He will have a lot of influence because Swindon have got quite a young squad there, so he'll certainly have a lot of help over the young lads at Swindon there. Great signing, and Donald McDermott as well, who got the winner there. Great signing, knows League Two well. Excellent signing, so with the winner on some Saturday as well. I think they'll be one of the favourites as well to come back up as well, Swindon.
Mm-hmm. Anything else in League Two catch your eye?
Another impressive win for Luton, 3-0 win over Colchester. And we mentioned them earlier on, with Crawley, James Collins with the goal. And again, it's just, we thought that we could keep touching on it, and was boring people, but said experienced goal scorers, he's just the man.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, I'll move on to talk about the League Cup. So last night, a really good win for Burnley. They went to Blackburn in a game which there was quite a bit of crowd trouble, but Burnley went on to win 2-0. Robbie Brady scoring one of the goals. Really, but yeah, quite sad really to watch that game and think one of these sides is a Premier League club and one's a League One club.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sorry, could you repeat that? Sorry, I got a bit lost
topic through that. Sorry, could you repeat that? Yeah, no, it's fine. Just saying that one of them, you know, watching the game, one of them being a Premier League club, the other one League One club, crowd trouble as well.
Yeah, no, you've got crowd trouble you just never like to see, do you? And it's not good. And I saw that idiot around the pitch. I hope they throw the book in. Fair play to the Burnley players, that's professional, because if I was a Burnley player, we wouldn't have neck. But fair play to Burnley for acting professional. It's not what everyone likes to do. I know it's a big derby. They're not going to play each other, obviously, soon. You say it yourself, big weird team. Burnley are the Premier Club rather than the League One club. But as I say, it's not nice to see. But again, full credit to Burnley for acting professional throughout.
And a couple of clubs that did pull off shocks. Bristol City went to Watford and beat them 3-2. Thrilling game. And also a lot of credit goes to Wolves, who went to Southampton as well. Another away win. We beat them 2-0.
Yeah, full credit to both clubs. Both clubs starting off very well in the Championship, and they've continued that into the cup form as well, and beating Watford away. Watford have started off the season, well, both Watford and Southampton started the season very well. Two great football clubs there. So to go there and score goals as well. Oh, they're growing up, Bristol City. 3 goals at Watford's great. And Wolves keeping their clean sheet as well at Southampton. Full credit to both football clubs. That is great, great results. And full credit to them.
And also, Tyler Walker scored an extra time winner when Nottingham Forest beat Newcastle 3-2 after time. I'm sure on the other show we can discuss Newcastle, but a fantastic win for Nottingham Forest.
Excellent win for Nottingham Forest. You said it yourself, obviously Newcastle will appreciate that discussion, but the other show, what's going wrong there. But full credit to Forest again, another club started the season so well. And they're taking that into the cup as well. So it's three Championship clubs. This is you'd hope that obviously the results on Saturday might depend whether they had a bit of a hangover on Saturday. That time will tell. But knowing these clubs and score, I say again, it's not always 3 goals at Newcastle. They're scoring these goals at these Premier League clubs. It's just full credit to them, and it's three excellent wins.
And something that's probably a bit of a strange one to bring up here, but West Brom went to Accrington and won 3-1 in that game. But the thing what I took from that game was that West Brom brought out a very strong lineup. What Tony Pulis was saying after the game, he seems to be one of the few managers, Premier League managers at least, who's taken the position seriously. And he said, he deliberately played a strong lineup. Jay Rodriguez scoring the winner to one of their main players.
Well, he's looked at Akers and very. I mean, the whole squad on paper it couldn't be more strong, really, could it? Apart from a few players like the goalie James and Livermore. But they've really gone for that place as well. Good chance of winning the EFL Cup. So, considering Pulis doesn't want to be on the wrong end of an upset as well. So, all credit to them at Accrington as well. Accrington will get a lot of confidence about that as well. So, it's fair as well that obviously they've gone up against a Premier League club that's very capable of winning in the top half, and especially some of those players that West Brom have there, your Caddies, your Rondons, your Rodriguez's. They've given them a good game. They've lost 3-1, but they've given them a good game. I think Accrington will be delighted as well. They've had a good game, and now Accrington can focus as well on the league, and they've played and given them a good Premier League game, so it's good. When these Premier League clubs do play these, when they're big boys, it's good as well for the lower league clubs as well. So, I know they might lose, but it gives them just that experience of playing against the big boys.
And also, just want to mention a couple of other ones. Doncaster beating Hull City 2-0, beating a team of Bubs, obviously always a good thing, a good achievement. And also, Derby County went to Grimsby Town and won their first round game 1-0 after the original game was pulled off of a waterlogged pitch in August.
Yeah, I saw that Derby. I mean, I was fearing the gatter out of it. Obviously, game being called up last time, I was fearing them that it was 0-0 at half time, that they might be on for a shock. But I think in the end, Gary will just be delighted they've got over the line there, and they've got a good they've got the win.
Any other results catch your eye in the cup?
Bristol Rovers, a great win at Fulham. Fair play to them there. So it's a superb win at Fulham, and full credit to go to Fulham and win 1-0, and also Doncaster as well, 2-0 went home to Hull. Excellent result for them. There were the two results there as well that caught my eye.
Okay. And just to mention, just a quick mention of the draw as well. Burton Albion get to go and visit Man United. Doncaster visiting Arsenal, probably the two highlights for me.
Yeah, they're very good ties to both clubs. Burton, obviously, they've been there before when they went. I think they held United to a 0-0 draw, I believe, in the FA Cup 1 year.
It was in Pirelli. It was my first game at Old Trafford, actually.
It was
0-0. It was 0-0 at the Pirelli Stadium in Burton, and then United won 5-0 in the replay.
That's right, yeah. They'll enjoy the game, Burton, for sure. Mm-hmm. And Doncaster, it's just confident boost. It's nice for the supporters as well to have them in the Cup final as well, mid-season. But they'll both enjoy it. I have a couple of ties that also come up. the Premier League folks, Leicester, Liverpool, that would be a good game, and also West Brom City. I think they'll probably be the televised games, you'd think, but you never know. They might put the Burton United game on, and also Arsenal Donny, but in terms of big games, they're probably the two stand up for me, but for our football league clubs, they're the two obvious ones as well.
Mm-hmm. Were you up at 4 o'clock this morning to watch the draw, or?
I certainly was not.
it wasn't even shown anywhere live, though. I saw on Twitter some people weren't happy.
Not even live on Sky Sports News.
It wasn't live anywhere. They didn't make it publicly available. So, yeah, there were a load of angry people on Twitter this morning because they'd stayed up for whatever reason. They really wanted to see the draw and couldn't.
Yeah.
Bit of a joke, really.
I thought I'd obviously hit bad, but I think what you want about that. That's all I'm saying.
And also, I just want to mention the first manager has been sacked as well. Torquay manager Kevin Nichols, after just 4 games, side currently bottom of the National, first manager casualty of the season. Thanks for listening to us. You can follow us on Twitter at the 72 show, or check out the website v2football.com. It's good night for me, and good night from Nick Davey. Good night.
Good night.